regard to how our 2016 versus our 2020 absentees went. We had 831 in 2016 versus 2,033 who requested absentee ballots. We had a total absentee sources received by mail in 2016 of 234 versus 627 for 2020. We had 500 come to the office in 2016, and we had 1,306 in 2020. So giving consideration to the other, like the nursing homes and so forth, absentees that we received in 2016 were 808 versus 1,980 in 2020. So we had considerably higher turnout in all aspects.